Okay, we're on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the top, the Mishnah. Hacholetz liyavimto, v'nasa achiv es achosa, umeit. So, a person does Reuven as Reuven dies. Okay. And Shimon does chalitza on Reuben's wife, say Rachel. V'nasa achiv es achosa. And then what happens? His brother, Reuben's brother Shimon, he gets married to the sister of let's say Talea. And then Umeis. And then he dies without any children. And then, so what happens? So then she now falls to the original Yama. Okay, so what's the din? Choletzes velo mityavemes. So he has to do chalitza and not yibum, because as Rashi says, the havila achos chalitzasa. Right, since Reuben did chalitza, so now the sister falls, the sister of the one he did chalitz with falls to him. So therefore, he has to do, he can't marry her, can't do even whatever, he has to do chalitza, because it's achos chalitza. So, and Rashi says, umi chalitza lo miftera, demi deraisa, ramya kamae, vafagav, dachosa kayemes. So, still, even though, still deraisa, she is falling, the sister is falling to him. And achos chalitza, so ein el midivrei sofrim, and therefore it's all, he has to do chalitza. But he's not patched up to her legamre. He still has to do chalitza. V'chein amegarish es ishto. So too, somebody divorces his wife. V'nasa achiv es achosa umeis. And then so somebody divorces his wife, and then the brother, okay, Reuben divorces his wife, and then Shimon marries the sister of the first husband, and then he dies. V'nasachiv esachosa of the grusha, right, and mates, and then he dies without any children. The din is harezu ptura, because it's achos grushasa. Right, since the woman is the sister of the grusha, so therefore he's pater completely, because that's a deraisa. So okay, let's go on. Next case, shomeris yavam shekidish achiv esachosa. So we have a shomeris yavam. Reuben dies, and say, and Rachel is falling to Shimon, and what happens? Shekidish achiv esachosa, and then Shimon then marries the sister, marries, say, Leah. So what's the din? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Memeseira Omrim Hamten Ad She'aseh Achicha Maisa. Okay, so right now, again, so Reuven dies, so Rachel is false to Shimon. Now, we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda Memeseira holds his Zika. So Mele, the Rachel, she's Zakuk to Shimon. And then what does Shimon do? He goes ahead and he does Kiddushin on the sister. Okay, so now he's stuck, okay, because he can't do yibum because he's engaged to the sister, and he can't complete with the sister, right? So we say hemten because the one that he got engaged with is achas, is the sister of achas kukaso, and right, so he can't finish up. So he says, wait till your brother. In other words, if there's another brother, then he can do a maisa. So then finish up. In other words, if somebody, another brother does, Gibum or Chalitza, fine. So then the Zika goes away because Chalitza or Gibum was done with her. And then Shimon can go ahead and finish up with the sister. But in the meantime, because he alters the Zika, so therefore we say Hemten, because the woman now that's falling to you is Zakuk to you, and you can't finish up with the sister. Therefore, chalatz la'achiv or kansa yichnos es ishto. So first of all, like we said, if one of the brothers, there's other brothers around, they do chalitza or yibum, that takes care of the zika, and then yichnos, then he can marry this the sister that he engaged.
I'm sorry?
I will get to that. We'll get to that. Mesa Yavama. Let's say now the Yavama dies. In other words, the Reuven's wife Rachel. She fell to Yibum. She dies. The Yavama dies. So now it's also okay. Ichnoses Shishto. So now the Zika is gone because the Zika came from this Yavama. The Yavama died. The woman died. So now there's nobody around anymore. So now fine. So now we can marry the sister. Now we can finish up with the sister. Okay, Meis Yavam, that's the case that the Reuven is asking. If the Yavam dies, I mean, let's say there was only one brother, and that's it besides him, and he died. So now there's nobody left. It's just him. And again, he has this woman falling to her, who's the sister of the one he got engaged to. Now what? Now there's nobody that can do anything else. It's just him. So the din is, Yotzias Ishto Beget. So first of all, he can't keep his wife, because right now she's achot zkukaso, right? Because there's a woman that's falling to her, the sister's falling to him, is zakuk to him. So he can't continue with Leah and finish up with her and marry her, because she's achot zkukaso. So he has to divorce her. And then, ve'esha sachiv bechalitza. And then he also cannot, after that, after he divorces the woman he got engaged to, Leah, he can't now marry the Yavama either. Because now the Yavama is achot zkukaso, the sister of his grusha, because he divorced her. So basically he's stuck, and he has to motzi et ishto again, and then do chalitza and the other sister, because achos grushas. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, the first one we did. V'cheinah megarsh, v'gmar abaye my v'cheinah. We're going to ask, what's the v'chein? Because the two dinim that we brought were different halachas. So normally, v'chemis, and this also is the same din, but it's not, it was a different din. Where's he going to ask that? Okay, ptura. So we said in the case of someone who's Megarish's wife, and then his brother married the sister of the grusha, and then he died without any sons, so then he can't marry the other sisters. Achosh grusasa. So Ptura says Rashi, af mina chalitza, de yotza mishum achas isha, ahoyel v'ishto kayemet. Since his wife, the first guy's wife, is still around, he divorced her, okay, but she's still around, and now the sister's falling to her. So once he married the first, you know, the woman originally, the first wife, before he divorced her, so all her relatives became aser, including her sister. Then he divorced her, but that sister remains aser still. So now that the brother married her and he died and fought him, it's achas grushaso. So she's out. Midivrei Torah, the chesivet says aleha bechayeha kol shebechayeha. Okay. So then Rashi goes on. Shomeres yavam shekiyish. The next section in the Mishnah. Echad minachim esachota lachar shenafla zu lifneiem v'uzkaka lekulam. Right. First Reuven died. Rachel fell to all the brothers, and then Shimon went ahead and took the sister and engaged her. So we tell him ten milichnos the kabaga beachos the kuka. So we say, wait, don't finish up because she's her sister Rachel, the wife that fell out to you, but was a kuk to you, so you can't finish up. She has a maisa sheichnos haachin es yavama o yechatzu v'tiakar zikasam mimcha. So then, until someone of the brothers does something, either Yibum or Chalitza, and then the Zika is gone, and then you can go ahead and finish it. Mesa Yavama Yichnoses Ishtoi. If the Yavama dies, now there's no one Zakuk anymore. And then you can also finish up with the one you got engaged to. Dafilu Kansa Umesa Mutar Bachosa. Because even if he actually did konis her, which he wasn't supposed to do, and then Mesa. Now she's Mutar Bechosa because the sister's not alive anymore. Mei Sayavam v'lo notar lo es ach elezeh. However, if the only other, let's say one other brother dies, so that's it, and there's only him left. So we said then he has no choice. He has to get rid of, to give a get to the one he did Kedushin on, and the other one he has to do Chalitza with. Says Rashi, "Ve'eshes achi bechalitza, ava yivum elo da'achas grusha." So he can't do yibum because it's because she's asher grusha. So because he divorced the one he was engaged to, and so now he can't do yibum. It's achas grusha. Okay, see the Gemara. My v'chein. So now the Gemara asks the question we said: what's v'chein? right? The first cases in the Mishnah, the first two cases, they're not, like we said, it's not the same din. Right? The first din was we said she was achos chalutza, so, and therefore we said cholet v'yom mitzvamis. Whereas the second case was achos grusha, so, and she was ptura from everything. This is the raisa. So it's two different dinim. So why do we say v'chein? So Gemara says you're right. Ema aval hamagash. Don't say v'chein. Say aval aval. Because this is different then. Amar Reish Lakish Khan in this Mishnah Shanal Rebbe Achas Grusha Midivrei Torah. So we see from this Mishnah that Achas Grusha is Midivrei Torah, and that's why she's completely ptura. You know, don't do anything. That was the second case. And Achas Chalutza, which was the first case, we see was Divrei Sofrim. That's why you have to do Chalitza and not Yibum. Okay, Shomeres Yavam Shekidesh. We learned in the Mishnah, Amar Shmuel Halacha Kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda Mimaseira, and that we say to her, wait, we say to the guy, wait, don't finish up, because Halacha meaning that there is Zika. And why are we telling him to wait? Because the Yavama is Zakuktim, and right? So now the woman needs a Zachas Kukaso. So that's according to Shita Yev Zika, which is like Rabbi Yehuda Mimaseira, and then says the Shmuel, that's the Halacha. Okay, let's see Rashi before we go on. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the Yesh Zika, like we just said, Valeim Elim Yisrael, and that's strong enough to usher her on him. Okay. Next section. Ibai Lahu. So Gemara asks the following Shiloh. We're back to the case of, like we had in the end of the Mishnah, the Shamiris Yava. Okay, that Reuven's wife, again, Reuven died, his wife Rachel falls to Shimon, and then Shimon went ahead after it was already the Zik, after, you know, it's the Reuven's wife Rachel falls to him, he goes ahead and he is Mekadesh, the sister, okay, Leah. And then Mesa, Ishto. But then Leah died. Rachel died. Mesa Ishto, Leah died, right? Mahu v'yavamto. Okay? Can he now marry Rachel? Can he now marry Rachel? In other words, let's see Rashi. He says, it brings it to study. Mahu v'yavamto. Mi amrinan kevin de Mesa paka iser achos isha v'sharya. So that would be the first, the obvious thing. We say that since now she died, very good, so there's no more Achos Isha anymore, and because he had engaged this girl, but the sister, but now she's not alive anymore. So good, so now we could go on and do Yibum, that would be the simple idea, but maybe not. Maybe Odilma, Afogav de Paka Isser Eishas Isha, Achos Isha, excuse me, Kamaleh beisur eishasach hoil v'nesra alav sha'achas v'sha'ash haitas kukali yavam v'inani koreh ba yavam yavo aleha harehi ke eishasach sheish labanim v'asura olamisal. Or do we say no, that she, since there one time she was asur, she remains asur? In other words, when originally she, again, when Rachel fell, then along came Shimon, and then there was Mekadesh, the sister. So at that point, Rachel's asur to her. Right, because he's achos isha, the one he engaged to died, so now in theory she should be mutarim. That's true in theory, but once she became asur, she remains asur. That's a shaila. Do we say that once she became asur, she remains asur? And do we say no? Now lamaisa, the sister that he got engaged to died. Now there's no sister anymore. Now he can do yibum. And we say no? Once she was asur, remains asur. That's the shaila. Okay, so we have a machloikas. Rav v'Rabbi Chanina, the Amri Tarvayu, they both said, Meisha Ishto, then the Mutter v'Yavimto. So if his wife dies, he's now he's okay, because now the sister that he had engaged to died, now he can do Yibum. But Shmuel of Rav Asi said, no, Meisha Ishto Asur v'Yavimto, he cannot. Okay, machloikas. Amar Rava, my time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav that says it's okay? So he says, Mishum Nahava Yavama Shehutra Vinesara Vechazra Vehutra, and therefore Takzor Lehetera Harishon. So So the Rava claims the Svar of Rava is why it's okay. It's because originally, the first thing that happened was what? Reuven's wife, Rachel, fell to Shimon. Not a problem. Mutter. Regular case. Of Yibum. But then, before he did anything, he went ahead and he was Mekadesh the sister. Now, Rachel the Yavame comes after him. But then, the sister that he got engaged to died. So now she becomes Mutter again. So says Rav. Rav says the Rav's the svara is there was she was aser and then became mutter and then became aser and then became mutter again. Chazra leteri shon. So she's okay again. She's back to square one and everything's okay. That's the time of Rav.
Why was this erusin chal?
I hear. When he fell to him, he was achos mikasa, right? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on. Meisiv Rav Hamnuna. So now Rav Hamnuna is going to ask from another Mishnah question on Rava. Okay, Rava who explained that the whole idea of Rava is because it went to Mutter, not so Mutter, goes back to the first Heter Rishon. So he asked in the following Mishnah. Shloshachin. So you have a case of, we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Nisuin l'shtei achayos. So they're Reuven's married to Leah, Shimon's married to Rachel, and ve'achad mufnan Levi's not married to anybody yet. And then meisachad mi balei achayos, and then one of the sisters, let's say Reuven dies, and then Leah falls, to Yibum, for Yibum. So meisachad mi balei achayos ve'asa ba mufnan maimer. So then Levi, the one who wasn't married to anybody, does mimer on this woman, on Leah, on Reuven's wife, after Reuven dies. V'achar kach meis achiv asheni. And then the second brother, Shimon, died, who was married to Rachel, the sister. Okay, so right now at this point, the what's the din? That he can't, neither of them he can take right now. Okay, the first woman's aser because of achas zukukasoi, right? Because he did mimer fine, and then but now the sister fell, so he can't finish up with her because there's the zika from the second brother. It was achas kukaso, and the second woman he also can't because it's achas ishto. Okay, because so Rachel is falling to him now from the second brother is Akosisha because he did mimer, he engaged the sister. So right now he can't do either. But then Vacharkach may say Ishto. But then Rachel died. The second woman, Rachel, that fell from Shimon, she died. Okay, Vacharkach may say Ishto Acharav. So Osa Yavama Choletzes v'Yomis Yavemes. Okay, so now. Now what? Now in theory, there's only ones left: is Levi and the one he did mimer on, right? The Leah. But still, says the Mishnah, he can't finish up with her. He has to now do chalitza v'lo mitzia v'emes. Okay, so why not? V'amai? Why can't he do yibum? You have to say why don't we say tehave yavama shehutra. And then v'nesara v'chazav v'hutra v'takzor le'tera rishon. Right? If it's true, this svara that again Rava was saying in Rav that if it's mutter and aser and then mutter again, goes back to hetera rishon. It should be the same thing over here. Why? Because the first thing when Levi did mimer, she was mutter. Right? Fell to hetera, no problem. Reuven died, falls to hetera. Levi did mimer. That was hutra. But then Rachel fell. The sister fell to him. Now he couldn't continue because of the sister falling to him. Fine, so that's Nesara. But then this Rachel that fell to him died. So now back to Heter again. So he should be able to continue with his wife Leah to marry her. So yet the Mishnah says it cannot. So we see, we don't say that. We don't say if it was Heter, Aser Heter goes back to the first Heter, because that would be the case. You should be able to finish up with Leah over here. That's the Kasha. Rashi, my time of the Rav, the Shari, Hare Nesara, love Shachas. So as we say, Shehutri Rav Shas Nafil, originally when she fell, who's Heter, Venesara, Keshekidish Azachosa, who is Makash the sister, then became Maser. V'charkach, once that woman dies, back to the Heter Rishon. V'charkach Mesacharav, Achiv, excuse me, Hasheni, the second one, V'nafla Achosa, V'asar Tal Rishonah, love Mishum Achas Zakuka. V'afal Gav, David Ba Maimer, even though he did Maimer, because it's Amaperik Arbaachin, V'til Lomrim Oilo Al Ishto, V'oilo Al Eish Asachiv. So at this point, he's stuck, he can't finish up, because of the sister falling, and he can't marry the new one because achos isha. V'chakach mesa ishto shel sheni acharav v'nishara balav maimer zu, and that's the only one left. Okay, back to the Gemara. So fine. So Rav Hamnuna right asked this kasha on Rav, on Rava, and what was the response? Ishtik. So Rav says, you got me. I didn't have an answer. But afterwards, the Vasar de Nafak, after Rav Hamnuna left, so then Amar, Rava said, Amilo Amartle, that it's Rabbi Elazar, he. So he said, you know, I said, now it hits me. I could have had an answer. I could have said that this Mishnah, that you don't go back to the Heter Rishon, it's true, but that's a Das Yachid, the Das of Rabbi Elazar. And the Rabbanan argue. Which Rabbi Lazar? The Amar Kevin Shamda Lav Shach as Beisr Nesar Alav Olamis. So what's the case? So we have the case over there where we have the Reuven is married to this woman, then he divorces her. Okay. Now once he divorces her, the Reuven's brother Shimon cannot marry her, right? Because it's the Grusha Sachiv. Fine. But then, Reuven married her back. He took her back. Okay, he divorced her. Well, now, once he divorces, Shimon can't marry because Grusha Sachiv. But then, Reuven marries her again. Chazara. And then he dies. So now, question is, can Shimon do Yibum on her? Because right now, once he took her back, it's back not Grusha Sachiv anymore, because now he remarried her. And now it's a regular case of Yibum. So it's a machlekes. Chachamim say not a problem. He can now marry this woman because it took her back. Everything's back to where it was again. However, Rabbi Lazar says, no. Once she became Aser, she remains Aser Olamis. So once he divorced her, it was Grusha Sachiv. So now she remains that way. And even now that Reuven dies, if it falls to Shimon, he can't marry her. So we see, it's not, we don't choser lehet to Rishon. I mean, originally she was mutter to Shimon originally when Stum, but then when Reuven divorced, she became Asher to Shimon. But now when he remarried, became mutter. So a similar idea of mutter Asher mutter, and we have a machlekes. And it's Rabbi Dafka and Chachamim say it's fine. It's only Rabbi Elazar said it's no good. So he says, you know, I'm silly. He says, I could have answered Rav Hamnuna and said this Mishnah that in Lo Choser, true, and we see that from the Mishnah, but it's a Das Yachid, he's Rabbi Elazar. I could have just answered that. But Lamai said, the Chachamim argued. But then, Hadar, Amar, Amurda, but then he said to me, now that I think about it, no, I'm not right. Like, that wouldn't have been a good answer. Why? Because Amar Dama Rabbi Elazar Hecha de Lochazia Bishas Nefila. Aval Hecha de Chazia Bishas Nefila Miyamar. Because not really, they're not really comparable, the two cases. The case of the Grush and the case we have over here, right, with the three brothers. He said, because now when I think about it, he says, it wouldn't have been a good answer. Because where does Rabbi Elazar say it's a problem? Hecha de Lochazia Bishas Nefila. Because he held that once he divorces, Reuven divorces the wife. Okay, and then there's a problem because Grusha Sachiv. Then he, took her back, but that Grusha Sachiv doesn't leave, according to Rabbi Elazar Shita. And therefore, when the time comes to fall to Shimon, she's falling problematically, right? Because it's Grusha Sachiv that never went away, according to that Shita of Rabbi Elazar. So there, she's falling problematic. Whereas over here, okay, in our case, when the woman's falling to Levi, Okay, she's not originally. Okay, when she's falling, then anything, she didn't fall problematically. Okay, therefore, hecha the chazia b'shas nefila, and only afterwards, right, she became a problem, because that was when she fell. He didn't even mimer on her. He fell totally beheter. Right, originally when she falls, he did mimer. Then only later, oh no, but now the other one died. Now the sister achusukav is a problem. He can't finish. But originally, when it fell to him, he actually felt it completely beheter. He even did mimer on her. He just didn't finish up. So there, falling beheter, that could be different. There, maybe Rabbi Lazar could say that is okay. You could go back to heter rishon. It's only a problem in the case of the grusha, because she fell be iser. So therefore, the truth is it wouldn't have been a good answer. But then Hada Amar In, he says no. Truth is, it could have been a good answer. Why? Because of another brisa. Vatanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer. Again, this is talking about this brisa. Talking about the same case of we had originally with the Shomeris Yavam, that the brother Shimon was mekadosh the sister, etc. And it says, and the brisa says, Mesa Yavamto, and then the Yavama dies. So now we can finish up with the sister Mutar Beishto, but Mesa Ishto. If the wife dies, known as Rachel, Osa Yavama Choletzes Velo Misyabemes. But that if his wife dies, so now that Yavama, now that in back to should be okay again, because not the sister died, the one he did was Mekadesh. Now in theory he should be able to once again be taken the Yavama, but he says no. That says Rabbi Elazar. No, that otza yevama choletet velo misyavemes. Okay, yet so here we have a case of that she did fall like beheter, right? Originally was not a problem, right? She fell beheter, was not like fell problematically. She fell 100% beheter, but then the problem came because he was mekadosh to his sister. Problem, but then his sister died and beheter again. And he still says even that case when she fell 100% beheter originally, still Rabbi Elazar says that chaletz v'lo misyabemes, that it doesn't go back to Heter Rishon. So then he said, therefore I did have a good answer. I could have said that the Mishnah of Reuven and Shimon Levi, the three brothers, is a das yachi, because it is like Rabbi Elazar. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'char kach... Maybe we did that. Okay, Rabbi Elazar. Yes, Rabbi Elazar. Perik Beit Shammai. I'm a garish as Isha. Mikdir and takes her back. Mutaras liyavam. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar says no. Oser hoyel v'amda lav shachas b'iser grusha sach. When is grusha sachiv? Therefore, it can't remains us. The b'shas nefila lo yitchaze. We said it was different because there, when she fell, she was lo yitchaze. The mekame nefila. Yitzrael now, because already before the even falling to the brother, she was already yasser because of this grusha sachiv problem. Mesa yevimto, amekadosh achos yevimto kai. Talking about that case, choletzes kishmuel v'ravasi. Okay, let's finish up the last little piece here. Leima Shmuel v'ravasi. So let's say the Shmuel v'ravasi that said in our original question we have of mesa ishto ma'u yevimto. And we had Shmuel Ravasi said that is Aser B'Yavam, so she can't marry him. So we're saying, Gemara says, hey, that's what we're saying, exactly Rabbi Eliezer said. So let us say, Lema Shmuel Ravasi is holding like Dami Karabi Elazar, that said, that Ein Echanami, that Aser said, that even though now it should be Mutter, because his wife died, that he did do his Mekadesh, the sister died, now he should be able to do Yibum, but once it was Aser, remains Aser. So that's sort of Shmuel Ravasi, the Chori, they're saying like Rabbi Elazar. So, which is not great, because again, he's a das yachid. So the Gemara says, no. Hafilu teima kirabanan. So you could say that, no, he could even hold like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, again, being the case of the with the Grusha, right? That why? The adkan lo kamif legi Rabbanan alea, the Rabbi Elazar. That when do we have this machlokes Rabbanan or Rabbi Elazar again with the Grusha, he divorces and takes back, whether it's mutarasar, and the Rabbanan said that that's okay. That's only Ella Mishum de Midinafila Ve'elech Lo Mitzar Alayu. Because from the time of falling, there's not a problem. In other words, again, that's Shita Rabbanan, that just because the one time was Kuchos Achiv, that's not a problem, because he remarried her. So then when he falls, from that moment on, that the brother actually dies, everything's clean, according to the Rabbanan, right? We don't worry about the Kuchos Achiv, because he took her back. And now, from the time he dies and on, everything's clean, there's no problem. So that's where Rabbanan said, it's okay. But Hacha, the Itzar, Afila Rabbanan Modu, but here, they could say Rabbanan would agree. Here, it was not smooth upon from the time of Nefila and on, right? Because she fell, that was okay, but then he was Mekadosh the sister. Oh, now it's a problem. Now he's Mekadosh the sister, now she's Asa. Oh, but then after he died, okay, but in the meantime, there was a problem in between. So it could be that when the Rabbanan said it's okay, when they argued Rabbanan, that's if it was smooth the whole way, from the time of Nefila and on. But here, from the time of Nefila, wasn't smooth, because in the meantime, he engaged his sister, created the problem, and then his sister died, after it was okay, that's the Shiloh. So it could be the Rabbanan over there also would agree that it's no good. You have to do Khalid. Okay, let's finish up Rashi, sorry, and that's it. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanan ole the Rabbi Elazar beperek bei Shammai ella gabi megaris the zisha v'chzira. In that case, mishum de nefila ve'elech lo itzar ella is no problem v'isura b'chaye achiv lo mahani hashta. And this because originally when he divorced the problem, that's not a problem anymore. The leikal memory, we don't say enani koreba, right? Yivami yavo ella, we don't say that b'shas nefila the lav b'shas nefila havei. Aval, but Brisa the Mekadesh Achos Yivamto the Nefila ve'Elech Itzur Aleha, because after the wasn't smooth after that, because even though she fell it was okay, but then he got engaged to sister and then we ran into problems. Itzur Aleha v'Hare Ein Ani Kareva b'Shas Nezikas Yivama Yivama Yivo Aleha. So therefore lo pligi, and therefore it could be there in that case the Rabbanu would agree that it's a problem and you have to do chalit. So before we start, I just want to answer a false question from yesterday, very quickly. So Rafal asked, in the case of the Shomeret Yavam, the woman, her husband died, falls to the brother. In the meantime, the brother goes ahead and Mekadosh the sister. Okay, and we said, then the Mishnah talks about, what happens after that. You know, we say Mamtin, we say wait, don't do anything, etc. So far last, well, what's he doing marrying the sister? Because she's Achasukukaso, so she's, not supposed to marry the sister. So what is he doing, making Mekadosh the sister? So the Rashba, I think it is, discusses it. And he says that Inechanami, he's not supposed to marry the sister. But first, it is chal because kiddushin is deraisa, and the whole achas kukaso is only the rabbanan. So the actual he shouldn't have done that, but the actual kiddushin is chal because it is deraisa, kiddushin deraisa, so it works even though it's the rabbanan. And he says, but we should punish the guy. We should say get divorced, or because you shouldn't have done that. But we don't do that because since he was only mekadosher. So he didn't live with her. He just Mekadosh her since he didn't, he didn't live with her actually. So it wasn't mamish over. He was just Mekadosh. So therefore, we don't punish him either. And then comes all the various repercussions in the Mishnah.
So we don't say Mekadosh as I did the Rabbanan
Mekadosh? I guess not. Okay. Let's go on. We're on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Mishnah. New Mishnah. Hayavama lo tachlotz v'to lo tisyabem ad sheyesh la shlosha chodeshim. So a woman, her husband died, whatever, now she wants to do yibum slash chalita. So we tell her that she should wait 3 months before doing so. As we'll see, the reason is we want to see if she's pregnant or not from her original husband before she goes ahead and marries the brother.
The wife
chalita. Okay, we'll ask that. Good question. Okay, so she has to wait 3 months. V'chein kol she'ar ha'nashim, and also other women as well. In general, nothing to do with necessarily yibum or chalitza, that their husbands died or they got divorced or whatever. Lo yisarsu v'lo yinasu ad she'yehu len shlosha chadashim. Again, they have to wait to see before they get married. They shouldn't get married right away if they got divorced or they became a widow, because they have to see what if they're pregnant or not. So know if she went to get married again is who the Vlad's from. Echad besulos, whether she was she came from an heiress, in other words, she hadn't yet lived with the person. Echad beulos, echad gerushos, echad almanos, echad nesuos, echad arusos. All these have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanesuos Yisarsu. So the Rabbi Yehuda says a woman that was actually married and then whatever happened, got divorced or her husband or whatever, so they can, he argues, that they can get engaged, Yisarsu, right away. Right? Because what it, and nothing really, shouldn't be anything really wrong with getting engaged. So big deal, you get engaged. There's nothing to do with the Vlad or anything, you know, even if she's pregnant, she didn't, she's not living with this guy, she's got engaged to him. So the Tanakhama held that we're, it's like a gezera atu, right? We're afraid if you're going to let them get engaged, I might end up getting married. And then again, we have the problem with the Vlad. But the shita now of Rabbi Yehuda is we're not choshish for that. And we don't have this exera, and therefore there's no reason why she can't get engaged, and therefore she can get engaged. Yisarsu, right? Varusos, inasu, and the opposite. A woman that was only engaged, so she hasn't let, she didn't live with her husband, and then he died or got divorced or whatever, so now he can, she can get married, inasu, nisuin, right away. Because again, nothing to worry about, she's not going to be pregnant, because she didn't live with her first husband. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, except Chutz min Arusos, Arusos from Yehuda, Mipnei Shelibo Gaspa. The only exception is the Arusos from Yehuda, because they used to have a minag that they used to put in seclusion the Chasna and the Kala, so they should get used to each other. So they, when it comes to the Bilas Mitzvah, they'll be comfortable with each other. But the danger is that, of that is that they might have had relations. So if they had relations, then she might be pregnant, and if she might be pregnant, again, it'll be a problem, so that this doesn't apply to the Russos in Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Nashim Yisarsu, Chutz Min Almana. So he says all women could that were married can, like we said before, he agrees that she can get engaged, because getting engaged is not a problem with the Vlad or anything, so just to get engaged is okay, except for an Almana, that where her husband died. That's for a totally different reason, Mipnei HaIbul. That's because of Avelis, because her husband just died, so you don't want to right away, you know, next day go ahead and get engaged, because, you know, she has to have like 30 days of Avelis. Okay, let's see Rashi on the Mishnah. Lo tachalot, mefarsh time of Gemara, Gemara explained the reason. We have Besulos, Behulos, Arusos, Nesulos, the Gemara Baye, my Hefresh, Ika ben Besulos, Larusos. What's the difference between Besulos and Arusos, ben Nesulos, and Nesulos, Labulos? Hanesuos Yisarsu, right, the one she was married before, then she can get engaged. The time of Mishum Lavchin Ben Zera Rishon Lazera Shenihu, because the whole reason is, like we said, to know who the Vlad belongs to. Shalot Teleit Safik Ben Teisha LeRishon Ben Shiva LeAcharon Ube Erison LeKalameimar Achi, and then Erison, we don't have to worry about that because she's not living with the guy. Barusa Sinasu, but and if she was only engaged, she can go get married miyad right away. Says Rashi, Daha lo Ibra mina Rishon, because she was only engaged to the first one, so we don't have to worry that she was in, she became pregnant from. Chutz Merusa Shabbi Yehuda, that non beperek akama deksubos. The Shabbi Yehuda hayu miyachadim hachasan vakala kodem knisasan lechopa kedei sheyehe libo gaspa, so she should come used to her kolomar regil umetzachek ima. Shouldn't be embarrassed of each other during for the Bilas Mitzvah. So now we have to have the danger, though, that maybe she was actually nival and not Lebanon, and therefore she might be pregnant. Rabbi Yossi Anesuos Kai. He's going on the case of the Nesuos, that she was once married, so then she can get engaged if her husband dies or whatever. V'hachi kamalei Rabbi Yehuda, kol anashim nesuos, who are all the women that were married, and now they can yisarsu, now they can just get engaged, like we said before, k'nemarta, v'lo gazrina ne'erisu natu nesuin. So the chiddush is, unlike the Tanakama, we're not goes there, that even though in theory shouldn't be a problem now with, like we said, getting engaged, no problem of blood, but there is the idea of maybe we should be gozer heirs or not to nisuin, like the Tanakhama says. So along comes Rabbi Yossi, says no gozer like that. Umi ubaha poligna, he is arguing, He says, on this I'm arguing with you. Plignalach shalot chelkas. You didn't make a difference. Bein almana legrusha. The hitarta almana leiros. Because you didn't make any difference. And you said even almana. She can go ahead and after her husband dies right away, go get engaged. But toch yamei avela. Ba'ana, he says, I argue with you in that. Tzvi'oli, almana mina suin, lotav. She actually was married already, and her husband died, then she shouldn't get engaged right away. Kol shloshim yamei avela. At least for 30 days of avelis, because of the avelis. Not the same, same thing. Mipnei ibul avelis, v'hai kol nashim yisarsu. Says Rashi, lav lemeute arus alina say. Well, now he's not going to exclude the case of arus alina say that he agrees with. The hasam ki Rabbi Yehuda svirle, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda as mutter. The gabe havchana Rabbi Yosi mekel tray, he's even more mekel than Rabbi Yehuda. Kedamar l'shilki the gemara in arba achin ella bavelis ati lepulik. So he's really all just arguing only on that one nakuda of the avelis. Okay, gemara bishlama tisiavim. I can understand Shema. Bishlama lo tisyavim. I can understand why Shema ye avlad ben kayama ve kapaga beisur eshazach deraisa. Okay, now we're getting to Moshe Aaron's question, right? So the case of the yibum that I can understand. I can understand why we have to wait 3 months because maybe she's pregnant, and of course she can. The only way she's allowed to marry the brother is if she's not pregnant, then there's a mitzvah yibum. Otherwise, it's lefech, it's an erva, it's a sirzach. So I can understand, vadai, why we have to wait 3 months to see whether she's pregnant or not. We can't just say, she'll do yibum, we'll see what happens. Because if she really is pregnant, meaning she's, it's a sirzach, not allowed to be with the brother, and she's over on an it with, iser deraisa. So that's clear. But, ella, shalot, when we say lotachlots, am I? Why can't? What's the problem with doing chalitza? Right? Because what could be? Okay, she does chalitza, and then what? And then we see that she was pregnant and she didn't have to do the chalitza. Okay, so big deal. She did chalitza. Took the shoe off, spit, big deals. No terrible thing, right? And even if she was let's say pregnant and then she was. Afterwards, she let's say lost the baby. So again, in the end, she really does need chalitza. Good, so we did chalitza. So it's nothing to worry about. Everything. Why can't we just do chalitza right away? So the Gemara says, therefore, lema tehave tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar chalitzas muberes shma chalitza. This is something was a long time ago in the Masechet. So it's the beginning. Right, there was a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is chalitzas muberesh machalitza. In other words, if he did chalitza, let's say right away, and then it ended up that she was pregnant when the chalitza was done, okay, and then afterwards, let's say she lost the baby, okay, so there's the machloikas whether that chalitza that was done was okay, because the chalitza was done when she was pregnant, but now afterwards, he says, okay, but now she's not pregnant now, so now we see that we needed that chalitza. So the question is, a chalitza that we see only later, that we say, oh, let me fair, you see, it was necessary in the end anyway. Is that a good chalitza or not? So the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan says that it is good. From here we see it's not good, because if it was good, so then lechora we could have then in a chanami, why can't they do chalitza right away? And then we still have to wait 3 months to see what happens. She's pregnant or not, and then we'll see if she was pregnant, and that's even if she lost the baby, whatever. We'll say okay, but she did the chalitza and everything's fine. Why can't we do it? It must be that this Mishnah is arguing that whether if it's a tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, totally like Reish Lakish, that that's not going to help because a chalitza of a muberes is no good. And therefore, if it comes out that later she was pregnant and then she loses the baby, we can that chalitza is not a good chalitza because it was done while she was pregnant. And therefore, that's why our Mishnah says no chalitza, just wait the 3 months and zeo. So that's a tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan though. Let's see, Rashi, Ella lotach lotzamai. Why can't they do chalitza? Ulachar gimel, and then we wait the 3 months. We in we ubaris, very nice. So she needed the chalitza, and she did it, and fine, tinasei. Or even he pila, tinasei. And she can get married right away if she lost the baby, the hachalitza, because she did chalitza. Where it says, Rashi says, Leimet Avi Tiyufta to Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Hachi lo Taka. That's why we can't do Chalitza right away. Shema Tapil, because maybe in a Chanami she will lose the kid later. Vetina say, Vichalitza Zun, she's going to get married with that Chalitza. Vichalitza's Mubera is Loshma Chalitza, according to that Shita. And that's why her Mishnah said she has to wait, and whereas Rabbi Yochanan Pasha would say, you don't have to wait. Because he owns Chalitza's Mubera Ishma Chalitza, so it's a Kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so Gemara says, first of all, v'lav mi osvine le Rebbe Yochanan chadazimna. Gemara says, okay, but we already had schlugged up in earlier on, daf lamed hey or whatever, we already schlugged up Rebbe Yochanan already. So why do we have to do it again? So Gemara says, you're right, lema mihan nami tevi zufta. Not that, in Echanam, we did already, this is we're doing it a second time. So Rashi says, why? He says, V'lav mi yosvina b'reish pirkin on lamed hey amid base. And Rashi says, Lema maha nami havit yufta v'nafkamina de'i mitzartza kamaisa tekum hach. The nafkamina, let's say sometimes you can answer up at yufta. You know, maybe we, so this way, in case we get an answer to the first shlag up, and therefore we have another one. That's why we raised another one here. Okay, but now the Gemara is dochel on this and says, lo. In other words, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Ein hachanami, you could, if chalitza was done to Mubaris, you shouldn't do it really, but it's okay, it does work. But the reason why we don't lichachila do the chalitza over here is for a different reason. The hacha, tahainu taima, that you shouldn't do chalitza right away, is shema, yehe vlad ben kayama, benim says, Ata matzricha karuz likahuna. So the reason is because if we're going to do, let's say, chalitza right away, we say it can't hurt, we said. Problem is, it's not so good. Because let's say we do chalitza. And then it comes out that she was pregnant. So you say, okay, so the chalitza was big deal. We did chalitza, it wasn't necessary. That's true. But the problem is that a chalutza is asked to marry a kohen, midrabana. Okay? So now, it's going to be a problem of her marrying a Kohen. You'll say, why? Since she was pregnant, the chalitza is meaningless. That's true, but what we're going to have to do is, therefore, is have to make an announcement, a cruise. We're going to have to go around say with these loudspeakers on the street and say, there was a mistake. Was the chalitza done on this woman? It's not necessary because she was end up pregnant in the end, and therefore it's meaningless, and the chalitza was like nothing, and she can go marry a Kohen. So that's why we don't want to do this, because of this cruise. So the Gemara says, okay, so big deal, v'natzricha. Okay, so let her, in such a case, we'll do a cruise. You know, what's the big deal? So why do we have to wait for the chalitza? Let's do it, and it happens to be a case like this, we'll announce it. The Gemara says, dilma ika dehavai b'chalutza v'lo havai b'achraza u'mafslu amina kahuna. Because the danger is that maybe there'll be somebody that saw or heard or whatever when the chalitza was done and say, oh, this woman had chalitza done. And then they weren't around, they weren't at home when the loudspeakers went around, they missed the announcement, and therefore they're going to think she was really a chalutza, and then they're going to pass the work fakuna or whatever, and therefore to avoid her having being pass the fakuna, that's why we don't do chalitza right away. Fine. So now the Gemara asks a question, though. Tina chalmana grusha ma'ikalameima. Fine. So you explained the case of a regular an almana. In other words, a woman who lost her husband, and an almana is mutter to a kohen. And now because of this, that maybe the chalitza doesn't get a pasul to a kuna. Fine. But what about a grusha? Let's say the woman got divorced, okay, originally, not with this husband, obviously, but originally she was a divorcee. She remarried somebody, okay, and now her husband died. You know, too much luck, right? Now her husband died, and now she's falling to somebody else, and we want to do chalitza right away. Now, lachor is not a problem. Because she, why? Was it over? Let's say people are going to think there's, for no reason there was chalitza, and you know, they think there's chalitza, really wasn't, but that doesn't matter, because she's anyways asked to a kohen, because she's a grusha. So that's just, so in other words, the grusha should be able to get married right away, to do chalitza, excuse me, right away. So my answer is mishum the mafsid lamizonos. It's for another reason. The reason is because of the loss of mezonos, because a woman that her husband dies, she's allowed to eat from her husband's property, whatever you want to call it, right? From her husband that died, she has to be fed from that. Okay. However, if she does chalitza, so now she's separating herself from the husband. She doesn't get mezonos anymore. Okay. So if we do so therefore she has a right to 3 months as well. For she's gonna just we'll do chalitza right away. Well, then we'll wait to see 3 months. If she's pregnant in the meantime, she won't be able to eat from her husband. And therefore, to avoid that situation, we say that she shouldn't do chalitza right away. Tosas points out it's not that it's an aser to do the chalitza right away. It's like Tosas is like an eitza tova, it's an eitza tova. Now, if you want to eat, so it's a kedai not to do chalitza. But it's not like it's something you're not allowed to do according to this reason. So the Gemara says, okay, so tinach nesua arusa. But what about tinach desua? Fine, but arusa, which is a grusha, ma'ikalameima. Okay, so that explains the case of the nesua that we said she was regularly married, whatever, and then her husband dies. She wants to keep eating. Okay, but what about arusa? Arusa also has a mitzvah of yibum, right? If she's engaged and her husband dies, it's still a mitzvah of yibum, but she doesn't get mezonos. Only a married woman gets mezonos. So nothing to worry about that. And if she's also a grusha, we don't have to worry about the cruise thing either. So there's why does such a woman have to wait for the chalitza? She doesn't have the problem of the mezonah. She doesn't have the problem of the kuna either. Ma'ika l'meima. Okay, so then we're going to give a different answer. Let's assume some Rashi. First, okay, so grusha ma'ika l'meima, right? Amai lo tachlot, so im haita grusha, meacher, from somebody else beforehand. She was married once before and divorced. Kodem shenasa achi v'sholzeh. The hapsula he lekuna v'kaima. She's already anyways puzzled for kuna. So ma'yikal meimar ma'ilo tachlos. Why can't she do chalitza? Gemara said because of mezone. The is la kol shlosha. She has for 3 months. She has mezonas minikse bala kedetanya nebraisa b'shmaitzin. But chalitza is going to start take away her mezonas. And she can't get married and have mezonas from another, a new husband, because she has to wait these 3 months anyways. And then meanwhile, she loses those 3 months of food. Arusa v'grusha, though. Grusha, shenitasa, a woman that was a grusha. And then she got engaged, and then made bala, benaflu libu mina erison. So in this case, she should be able to do chalitza right away. Tachlots betok shlosha. Why? The halav mishum mezona. It can't be mishum mezoni. Ika the arusa leitze mezona mibal. Because the arusa doesn't have mezonas. And we don't have to worry about the kuna either, because she's a grusha, right? Velo mishum kruz lekahuna, da hapsula hi, mishum gershin kamai, from the first gershin. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ella mishum de Rabbi Yossi. The reason, and different reason, the reason why we don't do chalitza right away is because of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, ma'isa be'adam she'adam echad she'balifnei Rabbi Yossi va'mar lo mahu lachlots betoch shlosha. So he asked him the shayla, what about doing chalitza before 3 months, doing it like right away? So amar lo, lo tachlots, you should not do so. So the man asked, v'tachlot u'mabakach. Well, why, what's wrong with doing chalitza? Like we had our original question, what does it hurt? So kara lav mikra zeh. So he called on him the following pasuk. He says, it says in the parsha of Yibum, im lo yachpots, it says, im lo yachpots ha'ish l'chachas et yivimto, right? And then, what should you do if you don't want to take her? Then, v'chaltza, na lo mi'al raglo, is the next, the continuation. So, what do we see from here? Ha'im chafetz, yabem, the mashma has to be a situation that if he wants to do Yibum, he could, and then if he doesn't want to, then we do chalitza. So we learn from here, kol ha'ola le'ibum, ola le'chalitza, and not all that is v'chulei, and all that's not, ola le'ibum lo'chalitza, a famous call that we've had a number of times. And therefore, since the 3 months is not ola le'ibum, we're going to see, like, le'chachila means that we're going to see this whole thing about the chalitza, only le'chachila. But basically, if 3 months you can't do yibum, because we said that is dangerous, because if she's pregnant, then it's eisha sachah, so she's not ola le'ibum. And never not whoever's not olim, not olal chalitza either, and that's why you don't do chalitza, it's because of that. Okay, so now Meisiv Rabbi Chanina, he asked the following though. It says, "Asfekas cholzos Velo misyamos. If we have a woman that's a sveika, so we do chalitza, not yibum. So Gemara asks, my sveikas, what's the safik over here? E lema safik kedushin amai lo misyamos. Titiyavam, mekaklu. If it's talking about that we're not sure whether she actually married her husband, you know, Reuven, and then he died in false Hashem, and we're not sure whether she was really married to the first husband or not. Safi Kedusha. So what's the big deal? Manashach, nothing to worry about. Why? If there really was a marriage, so now there's Yibum, so he can marry, she can marry Shimon. And if it wasn't a good marriage, so she's Stama, a woman from the Shuk, can marry Shimon also. So that's nothing to worry about. So that's not what we're dealing with. El Allah, we're talking about a Safik Shekidish Echat mishtei achayos ve'en yodei eizem hem kidei shuktani shecholetzes. So what are we talking about? We're talking about where Reuven, he got engaged to one of two sisters, and we don't know which one. Got mixed up or whatever. We lost track of who it was. And then he dies, and these two women are maybe follow. One of them is following, therefore, to Shimon. We don't know which one. Okay, so the problem is, if he happened to pick the right one, good. But if he picks the wrong one, so then we have a problem of achos yevimto, whatever, right? The sister of the one that's falling, which is Aser. So or Skukaso, if you want at this point, achos Skukaso. Okay, so therefore, because of that, we don't allow him to do yibum, and we say choltos for lo misyamos. So the Gemara is asking, so what do we see from here? We see, even though it's not ole li yibum, we still do chalitza, right? You can't do yibum because we said achos kukaso, but we still say choletzes, and we just said before you don't do yibum, you can't do chalitza. So the Gemara says hachiyashta, that's not a kasha. Why? Because hasam im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer da hakidesh bas chalitza v'yibumi. So if Eliyahu Navi would, difference is over. If Eliyahu Navi would come and say, and Mivar the Safik, and say, well, this was the one that, you know, over here, she was the one that the Reuven got married, and not that one. So good. So then we'd have no problem, and the one, you know, we know which one can do chalitza, etc. Yibum chalitza, not a problem. Okay. But over here, but hacha im yavo Eliyahu v'yomer the ha lo yabar mi mashkach be. But here, if Eliyahu Navi would come and he would say, "Oh, not a problem. You want, and the reason why you don't want to do yibum on this girl, woman, is because maybe she's pregnant. Whatever. Oh, she's not pregnant. It's not a problem. So, she's not pregnant, and therefore you can do yibum. You know, 100%. Would we listen to him? V'yabmina la, right? And do yibum? No, we would not. What's the riot of that? Haktana labat yaburehi, and still vafilu hachit shrichel ahamti shlosha chadashim. Meaning, the idea is that we see this whole 3 months thing is not an Indian of, well, we're just not sure. It was a gzera derabana. They made a gzera, no getting married within 3 months. And therefore, like lo plug, doesn't matter, she's a ktana, she's not a ktana, whatever she, oh, but she can't get pregnant because she's a ktana anyway, so nothing to worry about. No, she can't, it was a gzera. And therefore, that's why when we say what's not ole yibum lo yechalitza, we're talking about this case where there's like a gzera where you're not allowed to do yibum because across the board, even ktana, we have to wait 3 months, gzera. In that case, we say okay, such, and therefore we don't do chalitza either. However, in the first case, the only reason why we're doing chalitza is because we're just not sure who the one is. But if alibi, if we have we can clarify the situation. Eliyahu Navi comes or whatever, fine, and not a problem. We would let her. We would let know which who can do yibum, not whatever. That would be okay. You know, she's not intrinsically aser, out to gzeir or whatever. It's just a matter of not knowing. And if we can clarify, yeah, so that's fine. So that's why in there we do chalitza, because it's not the same. It's not like, it's not that she's not olal yibum because she's intrinsically not olal yibum. She really is olal yibum. It's just that we're not sure which one it is. So because we don't know, we have to play it safe type of thing. Whereas, so that's when we would do chalitza even if we're not doing yibum. But over here, you can't do yibum, at least because of gezira. So therefore, so that's a situation where we say there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. And that's why, that's like in our case over here in the Mishnah. Okay, let's see. Rashi. Ela mishum the Rabbi Yossi. The reason is because why we don't chalitza right away is because Rabbi Yossi the kol olo yibum etc. Vizu hoyel veino la liyibum toch shlosha kedamra, like we said before, kedamra le'el, shema yivka be'ach be'eshesach, because if she really is pregnant, then it's eshesach. So eino le ha'shaira lifnei azekenim l'chalitza, and therefore she can't do chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan lo tikshi, and even though we saw Rabbi Yochanan, he said, who spoke about before, damar chalitza's mu bereshma chalitza, whatever, so, and that we originally thought it was there for Akasha on him. So he says that's a lo tikshi. Why? De'i chalitza v'dai chalitza. We're not saying that chalitza, in this case, these cases, that it was not ola liyibum, it's not ola chalitza, as if it's chalitza psula, it's not good. So it does work. The high ain't ola ola chalitza, we're saying, lav chalitza psula mash. Right? We're not saying that intrinsically it doesn't work, and we can't, and it could work. It's just that we don't do it. Sharei kama nashim she'ino chalitzas v'lo misyamos. So we've seen a number of cases in the past where we've had situations like this where she's chotzos when there's no other way out. Alma chalitza. So we see the chalitza is a good chalitza. That's work per se. Umiu heichad efshar limasnune ache tira leibu mashinan. But just where we can, we just wait to see. We just wait 3 months and then zone. I have no problem anymore. So that's called, we're talking about here, that it's not ola liyibum, means don't do it, no reason to do it right now. But not that the chalitza, and if she did chalitza, wouldn't work, it's not psua. Okay, we said, ilemis, safi kedushin, kagon zarak la, dachiv kedushin, safi karav lo, safi karav la. So am I lo misyavemis? Why, in that case, why can't you get married? Tisyavim yavanashak, what's the difference? Ihi yavamto, shapir mi yavim, she happened to be, yes, married to the first guy, good. So he's doing yibum. Vilam, she wasn't married to the first guy, so good. So, ilav kedushin, havi so nachris mi alma, nas, even that's not a problem either. So where it says, shekidesh achat mishtei achayos, the suffix is one of two sisters, veinu deyez mem kidesh, umes, and then he died. So shteim cholzos v'lo misyamos. So we do chalitza on both of them, and not yibum. The lo matzil yibum dilma paga be'achas skukasa. Because we don't know which one is really the one that she's supposed to do yibum on or not, and therefore we don't want to. You might be doing it on the sister, and that's achas skukasa. V'ahacha de'ino leli yibum ve'olel chalitza. Here we have a case. We can't do yibum, but chalitza works. We do chalitza v'lo amrinan tamti nache yavo edim v'yavaru as yimim. Here we don't say, well, let's wait and see and check out until we find out. And we don't say that. Mor says that's not a kasha. Hachi ashta hasam olal yibum he have a yadin on that, because there yibum really would work if it's just a matter if we would know who's who. Aval hacha yim yavo liyahu v'yomer lo miyamin. He would say no, she's not pregnant. Nothing to worry about. You can do yibum still. Mimashkechinan beivetitziyamin. Would we listen? We wouldn't. We wouldn't listen to let her have yibum. Harektana, the proof is haktana de lav basi yiburehi hilkach lo chalitza, and therefore there's no chalitza either, since there's no yibum. V'cholhanach d'amru rabbanan cholzot v'lo misyabot. Aye, but we do see, like we said before, situations where rabbanan did say chalitza v'not yibum. Kegon achas chalutzasoi v'achas kukasoi v'safek tzaras erva. So hasa mishum d'lo efshar. Again, those are situations where nothing else you can do. It's not a matter of just wait a little bit, and there's nothing to wait. There's nothing else you can do. The imkain la'olam te'asa, she'll never be able to do anything. So therefore, hilkach even the midaraisa abas yibum, since really midaraisa is a good yibum, so we say okay, so we can do chalitz as well. Whereas over here, it's not a problem. You can wait. So here we just wait and wait to see what happens, and we can do it beheter.